B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We do this thing called Unfriended. If you've been unfriended on social media and you want to find out why, we're helping you find out why. And Ashley is on the phone. Ashley, you are wondering why your cousin Jason unfriended you.
Yeah, well, first of all, hey guys, good morning. Hope you're having a good day. I'm the first to admit that I'm slightly addicted to social media. Don't think that's a crime. But I notice when someone unfriends me, because normally Jason, interacts with my posts more and, responds to things or, posts funny memes in the comments or something. And lately he hasn't been showing up, so I went and checked and noticed that we're not even friends anymore.
Okay. You know, we've done a couple of these, and we have to go through the normal questions of, do you post politics? Are you guys having a family beef?
You have 1,000 pictures of your dog or your baby.
I mean, think of anything annoying. Do you do it?
No, I try to space stuff out. And I mean,
are you arguing with people?
I wouldn't say arguing. I would say when a case needs to be stated, I'm definitely okay to do so.
Okay.
You know what I'm finding, though? And listen, Ashley, I mean no disrespect by this. We kind of ask you about some of the annoying things, and you're like, I don't really.
Yeah, maybe you in your head are toning it down a little bit, but other people think that you're going overboard.
You know what? Let's call
them. I always get, plenty of comments and likes and things like that, so okay. Obviously a lot of people.
I just don't want you to be shocked if you find out that you're more annoying than what you think you are.
Who is it?
Oh, my cousin.
Okay, Jason. All right. Nicole currently is on the phone with Jason. Let me make sure Nicole is okay to patch him through.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yep, we're getting the thumbs up. Okay, Jason, thank you so much for coming on the radio live. We really appreciate it.
Hi. Yeah. How are you guys?
Good. It's good. It's Manny, Roy, and Loren here.
And I want to make sure you understand, first off, that you are live, and number two, you didn't win anything. So I know that.
I don't want
you to think that something great's about to happen.
Should I be worried?
No, it's not terrible. Your cousin Ashley is on the phone, and she wants to ask you a question.
Okay.
Hey, Jason.
Hey.
So, listen, I'm just going to cut straight to the chase. What's the deal with unfriending me on Facebook?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, this is a segment called Unfriended with the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show, and we just try to be the mediators, kind of help people navigate on that awkward thing when you discover that someone unfriended you. What did Ashley do?
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Roy's right. This is not an attack on you. You're not wrong. She just wants to know why. Maybe you can help her.
And it's a safe place to be honest.
I mean, you could have just called me or texted me.
Nah, this is way more fun.
Your way to do it. Are you sure you want to have this discussion on, public radio?
Yeah, Jason, listen, I'm a big girl. I know I'm always going to be, little Ashley to you. But Myrtle, I can handle it.
Okay. It's just so you'll post some really serious stuff sometimes. There was the time that that dude died in your neighborhood. He passed away under mysterious circumstances. You remember that?
Yeah, it was a pretty big deal.
And then you posted this huge rant about how someone needs to get locked away forever and blah blah blah. And it got a lot of people riled up, and they all responded. I mean, you saw that. There were a lot of comments, right?
Well, yeah. Don't you agree that if someone dies, their murderer should be caught?
You argued with every single person. You responded to every person really passionately, which that's fine if you're passionate about something. But then an hour later, you posted a picture of a dog farting. So what's the deal? If you're passionate about something, be passionate. But if you're just using social media to be stupid, then be stupid. But it undermines your whole argument when within the hour you're just posting stupid memes and things.
He's got a point, Ashley. I know people like this. Do you guys know people like this?
Yeah.
It's like if you have to be careful of your timing. If you post something like, you know, animal abuse is awful. We get it. But give yourself a day before you post something that's crazy and wacky and funny. Because
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't know your feeling.
Well, I mean, to be honest, guys, I've never really thought of it that way because, listen, we're all humans. We can all experience the entire spectrum of emotions. Sure. And just because I'm upset about one thing doesn't mean that I can't turn around and laugh at something else, you know?
No, it's true. But you understand from Jason's standpoint, he's like, I don't know how to read you. Like, do I call you today or do I not call you today? Because if I read your post about how you were upset about a murder in your neighborhood,
he probably wants to console you and be there for you. And then you post some wacky dog thing, and then he's like, okay, so maybe she's really not that upset.
What's the signal you're sending us?
Now, again, we're just mediators. We're trying to help you understand everyone's perspective. Mm-hmm. We're not saying one way or the other. We're trying to, I don't know, help you digest what he's saying.
Well, I mean, I do appreciate it, guys. I still 110% see his whole point. I mean, you know, Facebook has this little snooze feature where you can, like, just snooze people for a couple of days instead of completely unfriending them. But, you know, he had to do what he felt he had to do, and I can't really begrudge him that.
So let's talk about what happens next. You know the problem. Are you going to try to be more aware and work on it? Maybe you guys can friend request each other again, and we can be best friends? Best friend cousins? Or
Ethan, how about we start with drinks on me tonight and go from there?
I would do that. That'd be great.
I mean, you guys are family after all.
Yeah. But they don't have to be friends on Facebook either. By the way, Jason, there's this great feature on Facebook where you can just hide people's posts instead of unfriending
them.
Yeah, yeah, but
that would have saved me a lot of grief this morning.
Yeah, you wouldn't be on the radio right now. All right. Well, listen, you two go have some drinks and hopefully, you know, this is fixed.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks, Jason, for coming on. Ashley, thanks for getting in touch with us for Unfriended.
Yeah, thank you guys so much.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.